Your faith will prove about you. A lot of people can talk about what they can do or what they think they can do. And oftentimes, we've heard the expression, talk is cheap. Amen. A pair of lips will tell you what you want to hear. You can talk your way all the way up to a situation and never pull the trigger. You can go to the dealership and go all the way into the finance room and sit with them, and then all of a sudden you change your mind. You see, talk can be cheap sometimes. And people say things about themselves that I think sometimes it's just talk. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. You've had friends who said, man, I'm with you, come on, to the end. We in this forever. And then when push come to shove, come on, help me, somebody. The very people that you thought would be there prove to you that what they said was rubbish, garbage. Come on, help me, somebody. You couldn't even take their word to the bank. It's interesting because here we find in this series Abraham. His faith has brought him this far. I believe that God is into developing our faith. Saints, I believe the greatest thing that you can possess that a lot of people probably don't or struggle with is your faith. Because even with the Bible declaring that, you know, without it, you can't please God, I do believe that God has us in this school of development, where our faith is being developed, where our trust in God is being developed. And I say this to you because I want you to know that talk can be confusing. There's nothing more pleasing to God than his children completely obeying him. May I ask you a question? Do you want your faith to grow? Do you want to have not just faith, but a quality of faith that says that anything I do for God in life, amen, that when I do it, hallelujah, when I do it, I know that if I do it by faith, I will see great results. Imagine this for a minute. Imagine who would have thought that Abraham would have obeyed. Imagine the ask. That's why it's the faith love test. Imagine God asking you to give up something that you love. That you love. Come on now. And yet, Abraham never hesitated. He never fell back. He never had a second thought in his mind. This is what I want to show you about faith, that you cannot second guess yourself when it comes to faith. Last week I told you that if you're going to put your faith into action, number one, you got to keep following God's instructions. Told you got to keep obeying God with your whole heart. You got to keep believing God no matter how you feel, because feelings will trick you. I told you that you're going to have to accomplish and keep going until your assignment is completed. And I told you lastly that you're going to have to sacrifice everything. Come on, help me, somebody. Everything you love by faith. Now we come to this climactic moment. Picture this. Isaac is strapped down on the altar. Abraham has picked up the knife. That's what it says here in verse 10. Abraham stretched out his hand. You see, it's right there. And did what? And took the knife and to what? To slay his son. I don't know if he was going to fillet him. I don't know what he was going to do, but I know he was going to slay him. Amen. He was going to sacrifice him on this altar. And can you imagine, he raises the knife, and in a split second, right when he was about to kill him, here comes a voice. Look at the text. It says, but an angel of the Lord called to him from heaven. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a connection to heaven? I'm just asking. I'm just asking a question today, that, and I want to know, do you have any type of connection to heaven? And that's the difference. And so here's what the first thing I believe your faith will prove is your faith will prove that you have God's attention. Come on, help me, somebody. Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. When you have God's attention, the only way to get God's attention, you know how you get God's attention? It ain't what you've done. It ain't how good you've been. Come on, somebody. It isn't the fact that you've given up this or given up that or did this or did that. No, it's because you have faith. Tell your neighbor, it's my faith. And it is by faith that God calls to Abraham. Now, the angel of the Lord here is Jesus. I wish I had somebody. There's only a few times we find in Scripture, watch this, but Jesus shows up as the angel of the Lord. And look what he says. The Bible says he called from heaven. Come on, help me, somebody. I want to tell you something. You have to be paying attention. Sometimes we come to church and we ain't paying attention. Yeah, we distracting our neighbor, but we ain't paying attention. And here's what I want to say to you. You may miss heaven's call, because let me say something to you. You are right up to where you need to be, and God is telling you, I'm going to do this for you. I got this feeling that everything is going to be all right, but yet it seems like it's getting difficult. It's getting hard. Matter of fact, it is hard. And here's how hard it is. It's so hard that God is asking me to slay my son, the son that you gave me. But watch this. Watch this. The text is clear. The Bible says, he says, Abraham, Abraham. And watch what he says. He said, here I am. Check it out. Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. So watch this. Your faith will prove, secondly, that you have developed discernment. Let me say this to you, saints. Not everybody's voice is coming from heaven. And not everybody's voice, and not everybody means you well. But when you have discernment, you can discern right from wrong. You can discern whether it was the enemy trying to trip you up, amen, or whether it was God who's giving you instructions. Here he is. He's about to slay his son, and God calls him twice. Always look for your name twice. When I was little, my mama said, don't let me call you another time now. Because if I call you another time, it's going to be trouble. But the fact that Jesus calls his name and then he answers, here I am. Oh, I love God. And let me tell you something about discernment real quick. Discernment means that you have the ability to know the difference between what is of God and what is not of God. It ain't guessing. and ain't trying to figure it out. But the more time you spend with God, the more discernment you develop. Do I have anybody here? And I want to let you know something. Your faith will prove that you have discernment. Are you with me? Now, we can blame the devil for a lot of things, but when you spend time studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, accurately or rightfully handling the word of God. The Bible says that it's through the word of God that we can discern what's real and what's not. There are a lot of things out here in this world right now that's positioning itself and that's actually parading itself around as God's work. But you got to have discernment. You got to have discernment because everybody that say Jesus, hey, they may not be for Jesus. But here's what your faith is going to do for you. Your faith is going to give you that discernment you need so that you can understand the direction that God wants your life to go in. Do I have anybody here that desires discernment? But can I help you with something? It's your faith that will prove that you have discernment. Are you with me? Now, there's one thing to have wisdom, but there's something else to have discernment. Verse 12, let's look at it. And then the text says, and he said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad, watch this, and do nothing to him. The third thing that your faith will prove is that you believe and obey God. And obeyed God. See, God will have you to come right up to the thing that you think is so hard to do, and you're thinking you're losing. God said, no, I got you. I got you. And here's how much I got you. I'm going to move you right up to the moment, and then I'm going to show up right on time. How many know that he'll show up right on time? How many know that he's not going to allow you to hurt anything that you love? Come on, help me somebody. Abraham did not know this, but what God was doing with Abraham, God was testing Abraham to see whether or not Abraham was willing to believe him and love him more than what he got from him. Can I ask you a question? How much do you love him? Can I ask you a question? How much has he really done for you? And if God has done anything for you today, do you have the faith to keep believing him and obeying him? He says, do not do anything. See that? This is confusing. First you tell me to do it, then you tell me don't. First you tell me to do it, you tell your neighbor you got to make adjustments. You wondered why you had to go through that. You wonder why you had to marry that fool. You wonder why you had to, All I'm saying is what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is it doesn't make sense sometimes. But when it doesn't make sense, you got to say, God, whatever your will is, I accept. Whatever you allow, I accept. Because I know that in the perfect plan that you have for my life right now, watch this, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to believe you no matter what it looks like. And here's the thing we need to know. Believers, God is not always asking you to do the easy stuff. It's the hard stuff. Love your enemy. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Come on and help me somebody. There are some things that you really, really question. But can I tell you this? The hard things belong to God too. And what we really want in this Christian life, I believe at times, at seasons, we want it to be easy. Can I help you with something? The Bible's clear about this, that yes, we're going to have ups, we're going to have peaks, and we're going to have valleys. But you got to remember what Psalm 46:1 says. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Yeah, I may be struggling right now because I obey God. I gave my last, and it seemed like the rent man is coming. The mortgage company is calling. The light people are sending me notices. But I gave God my last. But all of a sudden, God shows up because I obeyed to the end. Abraham is proving to us that when you have faith to go all the way, I'm gonna ask you, how many are willing to go all the way? Well, why are you always going half the way? Ouch, amen, or thank you. The moment I start talking about money, you say, I ain't going there today. Talk about something else. I pray for you. I cook a meal for you. That's easy. But God says, what are you willing to sacrifice? What is it are you willing to really sacrifice? Watch this. I sacrificed. I gave you my son. As a matter of fact, I didn't hold back on him. He went all the way. He says, watch the text. It's right here in verse 12. He says, for now what? I know that what? That you what? It's in the text. Watch it. That you what? Fear God. Can I ask you something? How do you know you really fear God? How do you know that you really believe God? How do you know that you really are about this life? Because I'm about this life. And here's what I know. I know because I'm willing to give it all. If either you're all in or you're all out, you can't straddle the fence. Come on and help me, somebody. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Come on and help me, somebody. Either you're going to heaven or you're not going to heaven. But I know that when you get to this point in your faith, the fourth thing that your faith will prove is that you reverence God more than anything else. Here's what I'm saying. There will be things that's asked of you in this life. But when you reverence God, listen, someone said this to me. Why do I have to fear God? I said, that ain't that kind of fear, buddy. But it ain't that kind of faith. It ain't that kind of fear either. Because faith and fear, watch this. Watch the fear that he's talking about. Because the Bible says love, perfect love, cast out. Oh, y'all following me. So obviously he's not talking about being scared. I was scared of my mom. How many of you were scared of your mom? Amen. I was terrified of that woman. Amen. Heart beating fast, blood pressure high. I was 12. Going through stressful situations. But watch this. But what we didn't understand is that mom wasn't there to make us so scared that we wanted to avoid. Come on. That we want to avoid her. No. It was supposed to be that when we see her presence, we want to be in her presence because we reverenced her more than anything else. Do I have anybody? The Bible says about Abraham, after 25 years, I'm asking the question, right? After 25, I got 14 minutes, don't worry. Where was I? Okay. After 25 years, watch this. The question is asked by God. I need to prove whether or not you really love me. May I ask you a question? How long does it take for us to prove to him that we really, really love him? I don't think it's the longevity. I do believe that it's development of your faith that says, I'm willing to give up everything. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. Do what you want me to do. Come on and help me, somebody. I'm willing to give my life for what I believe. Do you know many of us will say we love, but the moment life get difficult, watch this. Listen, let's travel real quick. Let's travel to Haiti right now. Let's travel to Gaza right now. Let's travel to the Middle East right now. And you cannot openly say you're a Christian. You will die for what you believe. My question is, would you die for what you believe? Or are we just for a grab? God, I'm going to act right till you give me what I want. And guess what? Guess what? Then it proves our motives. The text says, for now I know that you what? Fear God. Why? Listen, faith and works go together. You could keep saying by faith, 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 and never do anything. And then when you do it by faith, you must do it believing that what God says he would do, he would do. Are you with me? And so your faith will prove that you reverence God more than anything else. And then the text goes on to say, since you have, oh Lord, since you have not withheld your son. Wait a minute. So the proof of my faith is, number one, I reverence him. But number two, I'm willing to not hold back anything from him. And so my next point is this, that your faith will prove that you will not hold anything. May I ask you a question today? What are you holding back? I'm just asking. Your money, your honey, your child, your resources. Can I say this to you? Everything you have comes from God's hands. There's nothing that you have that God has not given you and I. And I just want to tell somebody here today, you have to look at your life and ask God, God, am I giving you what's due? Because here's what's due. 100% is what's due. Because when I think about where I used to be, when I think about the life I used to have, when I think about where the Lord has brought me from, anybody here been through some dangerous situations in life? Anybody here can say today that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Do I have anybody here this morning that can say, I'm not going to hold back anymore. I'm going to give you my time. I'm going to give you my talents. I'm going to give you my treasures. I'm going to give you my children. I'm going to give you my house. I'm going to give you my car. If somebody needs to come to church, I'm going to go get them. It's not too far to go. Why? Because you've given me money. You've given me resources. And I can help somebody. If I could just help one person to come to know Jesus. Because God, when I think about what you have done for me, I am grateful today that it was nobody but you. But my faith will prove that I'm not going to hold back anything. Anybody here ready to release? And I'm talking about you're ready to release You're ready to let go because now you got the discernment. You got the revelation. You got the illumination that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, I remember when. You want to play that game? I remember when I couldn't get a job. I remember when I was living in an apartment. I remember when I was sleeping on somebody's couch. I remember when life was tough, but Jesus stepped in, changed me, transformed me, delivered me, set me free. And now I prove by my faith, whatever you want, whatever you need, I know you don't need me. I know you can use somebody else. But hey, when I think, all I got to do is think. I don't got to go far back, but I got to look right now. Right now, yesterday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, something happened in your life that God was responsible for, but your faith proves that you don't hold back from him. That's what your faith proves. Your faith is not to be used to parade prosperity. Come on, help me now. It proves that when God blesses me, I'm able to release it because I'm waiting for the return. So my cup never, come on, help me somebody. It stays in overflow because God knows that you and I are channels. And so lastly, he said one last thing in this verse. He says, you know, let me just elaborate on this one thing right here. I know I ain't got this word know. He says, now I know. That word in the Hebrew is yada. All right? The word yada means to be acquainted with. It means that God, listen, people may say what they are, but God, who am I to you? And I know you're acquainted with me. A pair of lips, I started off that way, will tell you, yeah, I'll be there. I'm gonna do that. But when God is acquainted with you, oh Lord, it's an amazing thing to have God on your side. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And when God, what God knows about you, it doesn't matter what people says about you. Because what God knows about you, he says, I know now that you reverence me. Since your action, you did not withhold your son, watch this now, your only son from me. Can I ask you a question? What does God need from us? So what was the point? Do you realize that every time you sow a seed, it ain't what God wants from you? God wants to see how you want to let it go. Oh, come on, help me somebody. Every time you serve, he says, I just want to see what you're holding back from me. Watch this. But you don't realize what you're holding back is the very thing you need. And guess what? I can supply that need if you give it to me first. Come back at 11. I got something. I'm going to elaborate on that. But lastly, it says your faith will prove that you love God more. People tell me they love God. And sometimes, as a pastor, I hate to break the news to them. So I keep silent. Because their actions. You know what I like about you, Sister Reva? When you came here, when you joined church a couple weeks ago, you say, I ain't just here. Oh, no, I ain't just here, Pastor. I'm here to serve. And on top of that, she said, and I tithe. I wish I had somebody. And since she's been here, She's made good on that word. Come on, help me somebody. See, a lot of people will tell you what they're going to do. But it's when they show you. Listen, do you not know that Abraham loved Isaac to death? Parents, think about how you love your child. You love your child so much that you would willing to do whatever. And God says, that's the space I want in your heart. I love boxing. I love building websites. I love technology. And at one point in my life when I was growing this business, I had to realize I used to run the Bible study on Cadillac Street and run out because I was heading right back to what I love. And then God showed me, you're in the motion, buddy. Yeah. So now replace that desire with me. Love me. And I'm going to bless you. And here I am, 20-something years later, and it works. Do I have anybody who want to trust God, who want to prove that your faith will bring you to the place where God wants you? A blind girl one day was caught in a fire on the 10th floor of a building. She could make her way to the window, but she couldn't see anything. She felt the heat. She smelled the smoke. Then she heard the fireman say, jump, jump. She said, I'm scared because I can't see. The fireman said, if you don't jump, you're going to die. Take the risk and jump. It's bad enough to jump from 10 stories high, but to jump when you can't see. Come on, help me somebody. Where you're jumping, that's terror. In the midst of chaos and confusion, she heard another voice. Darling, jump. I got you. She smiled and said, okay, daddy, I'm going to jump. Jesus Christ is inviting us to jump, to leap, to step out on faith. You got to remember who's talking to you. When he says sacrifice your son, your only son, and you do it, you prove that you hear the voice of your daddy. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he will get you through. I'm on this faith thing, y'all, but watch out now. When I start studying something, you better watch out, because I'm not just preaching it, I'm living it. And I want to say this to somebody here. You've already given up on your situation. That's not faith. God says, listen, it's your faith. It's your faith. That's what it boils down to. But what do you love more? We got schedules that are more important than God. And I promise you, if you give it up, if you say, God, I'm willing to sacrifice it. Think about this, though, the logic. What kind of God would have you to kill your own child? He wasn't going to let him kill him. And I believe that Abraham knew. Well, here's what the Hebrew writer said. Abraham believed that God, he believed that God wanted to kill him because he says he believed that God would have resurrected him. Yeah. So Abraham's thoughts wasn't in here, but it's in the book of Hebrews. We're going to get to that in a couple weeks. But watch this. Abraham was all the way believing this. I want you to use your spiritual eyes and discernment. Why would God want me to harm? So it has to be a test. Watch this. That difficult thing he's asking you to do right now, you think it's hurting you, boy. It's going to hurt you. You think, oh, well, if I do this, I ain't going to be able to do that. Last time I checked, you have not missed a meal. You still living in the same place? You got the roof over your head? And God says, imagine this. I'm asking you to sacrifice. And you're telling me you can't because you ain't got enough. What are you talking about? Who's been taking care of you your whole life? God has. And so if you're here today and you say, Pastor, I've heard the word.